Time no speak. I hope you all are well, and I hope that you are having a fabulous day, whatever time it is. Hopefully you are enjoying seeing more sunlight come back into our lives, because it has been a hard couple of months with it being so dark outside. Like, winter is something. Well, winter is a time that I do really, really struggle with in terms of lack of sunlight and lack of daylight exposure. And we're finally coming out of it, babies. The sun is shining today. This is a very sporadic podcast because I feel like I've got so much to get off of my chest. I feel like I've not done a podcast and I've not talked to you guys in so, so long, because I have been a very, very busy lady. There has been a lot of things happening in my life. There's been a lot of things changed in my life. And I just feel like I want to use this podcast to basically just speak about how I'm feeling, what my plans are, what I'm going through, because it's something that I haven't really spoken too much about on social media. So welcome back. Welcome back. But yeah, I am now in contest prep. I am going to be doing a full contest prep series. I actually am going to be going back vlogging this week as well, because I know that this is something that you guys love. I know that you guys do prefer the vlog style videos. And to be honest, I miss them as well. I really, really do miss showing you guys my life, showing you guys what I'm up to. And I just love looking back on those vlogs and those moments over time as well, because time passes so, so quickly. And it's really, really important to look back at how far you've came. Like, I actually started prep earlier than anticipated because my body feels ready, I feel ready, and I'm mentally in a good place to do so. Like, this improvement season for me has been amazing. It's been controlled. It's not been perfect. It has definitely not been perfect. I've had quite a lot of stress with things going on that's made me feel a little bit anxious at times. With the change in Coached by Erin as well, we've rebranded the company to Femivo, which resonates with me and aligns with my goals and what I want to provide females as well. So we have now got a further 4 coaches on the team, and it's going really, really well. But even then, that did cause quite a bit of stress, because there with where Coached by Erin was before, I learned a lot of lessons with Coached by Erin. And my job is to make sure that I'm providing as much education to my clients as possible. But what was happening before was I had a different coach that was working alongside me. And she was an amazing coach. She was a good person. But our alignments in terms of what we was trying to educate clients with was completely different. She was more of a holistic style coach, where I am a bodybuilding prep coach. And for me, like, it is about dedication. It is about showing up when you're not motivated or not feeling your best, and making sure that you're putting 100% into the process. Whereas the other coach that was working alongside me was saying that it's okay to take plenty of days off. It's okay to not track your calories. And for people that are not embarking on a bodybuilding journey and do just want to genuinely lose weight, this is absolutely fine. But I just wanted my company to, for like the brand to actually be aligned together. So the coaches that we've got on the team now, we've all got the same ethos, we've all got the same work ethic, same drive, shared the same goals. And it's just going to mean that the community aspect for FemEvo is going to be much stronger. We have been working behind the scenes a lot this past couple of months to provide a platform for our clients, which is going to be live this week. I'm super happy with it. We're also going to be having a free community in there as well that's going to have book recommendations, gym inspo outfits, motivational quotes, educational resources from us, and some educational videos as well. We've actually started a FemEvo podcast. So the FemEvo podcast is going to be more educational based, and this podcast is basically still going to have education. It's still going to help motivate you guys, but it's going to be, this podcast is more going to be about unlocking your true potential and more about the mindset side of things, as opposed to going all sciencey and everything. Like, we're going to be leaving it to the FemEvo podcast. So all of those videos are going to be uploaded into our education site for you guys to watch as well. And I'm also going to be documenting my full prep in there as well, which is going to be good, because this is something that I've never really done before in terms of documenting everything to the T. So giving you all the juicy information that you guys want to know in regards to my prep, and obviously going into detail as to why things are potentially changing as well. But yeah, we have started prep now. So I am currently 19 weeks out, baby. 19 weeks out from show one, which I'm very, very excited about. I'm quite nervous, to say the least, because I haven't been on stage in such a long period of time. And again, like with how this past year has gone as well in terms of stress, I was panicking that I hadn't made as much progress as what I would have wanted. And you guys know that I'm not someone that is going to push PEDs. I want to stay as feminine as possible on my journey. Like, don't get me wrong, bodybuilding is my life. I don't do anything else except from bodybuilding, because I know that I'm not going to be bodybuilding forever. Like, I'm not going to be bodybuilding all my life, and I want to make sure that I'm giving everything I possibly can to this process. But I'm not going to rush that process either. I am only 26, so I have got a lot of time to gain tissue. Like, there's no doubt about that. I'll be able to get to where I want to be with time. But to be honest, like, looking at my pictures in comparison to where I was in 2019, to today, I am very, very happy. I'm still 17, well, yeah, I'm 17 kilos at the moment, up from my previous stage weight. And for being 5'2", I'm pretty happy with that. So it's just going to be time. And like, this is why it's so important to actually give yourself a good amount of time in your improvement season to gain tissue. There's no point doing things that you don't feel comfortable with, or feeling pressure, especially from social media, to do those things. But everything is in a good place at the moment in terms of my mindset. I think when it comes to like your mindset does need to be in a good place before going into a contest prep, especially if you do have stressors or life, big things in your life happening. The last thing that you want to do is rush into a contest prep and for those feelings to potentially escalate. So the reason why we decided to go for an earlier show is because I was going to be doing the Tampa Pro and I was going to be doing the Tampa Pro, Texas Pro, and then I was going to be doing Spain as well. Now, Texas and Tampa is huge shows in the US. And I love competing in the US. The US is like my favorite place in the whole wide world. If I could move over there, I would. But they're the biggest shows. They're the biggest shows of the year. And after talking to a few people that inspire me, I've made the decision to compete a little bit earlier. Because one, my body composition's in a good place. Two, my health's in a good place. Three, my mindset's in a good place. Food is very high at the moment. And it just means that we can actually utilize this next phase to grow into prep. Because I would be, if I did do the Tampa Pro, I would be essentially starting prep in the next 9 weeks anyway. Which does mean that I'm just accumulating more fat for really no reason. Like the amount of muscle that I'm going to gain in 9 weeks is going to be relatively small. So starting earlier just means that I'm going to be doing shows in Europe first. So I'm going to be doing two shows in Europe. I'm going to be doing the Empro Spain show, and then I'm going to be doing Portugal. Then I'm going to head over to the US. It's so important for me to plan my schedule in advance as well. Well, once my clients have planned their seasons, because the last thing that I want to be doing is competing in September, October, when there's clients of mine competing. Because I did that 2 years ago, and it was just really difficult, because I am a coach who loves seeing my clients compete. I love being in there at the shows, taking as much stress off their side as I possibly can, and being in the Bahamas made it very, very difficult for me to do that, especially in terms of the time difference as well. So I've planned my season to so I can compete in the middle of the year as opposed to when my clients are competing. And then it just means that I'll have a little bit more time over in the US as well, to see some of my US clients compete, which is going to be exciting. But like this year, again, for me, is just about seeing where I stand. Like, the pro league is just a complete different ball game, and I compete because I love the process. Of course, I used to compete to win. Like when I first started bodybuilding, my goal for every show was to compete to win. But am I going to be good enough this year? Definitely not. In comparison to where the girls are in my class, because it's not split up into height divisions. So I am going to be competing against some big girls. But it's even then, like, there's no point me waiting another year. I need to see where I stand. I have definitely made improvements since my last show, and I do think it would be really, really good to
see where I stand on the European stages as well. And my time will come, but I am just being realistic. I'm being realistic in terms of my goals for the season. But I really, really do want to get top call outs, obviously. Top call outs is the goal for this season. And I do think it is possible. Like, I think you do obviously have to have a little bit of self-belief, and you do need to believe that you can do something to achieve it. So that is what I'm going to be aiming for this year. But I am excited. I am very excited. Training has changed as well. So originally, well, prior to going into prep, my split was push, pull, rest. Push, legs, rest. But now we've changed it to push, glutes and pull, rest, pull, quads and delts, rest. So it just means we're getting a little bit more back in. Like, my posterior chain is definitely my weakest area. So we're just adding in more volume from that side, as opposed to what? What am I even speaking about? I'm like word vomiting at the moment. Yeah, so we've just changed that split in to add in more volume across my posterior as opposed to my delts. That's what I meant to say. As opposed to my delts, because they have grown significantly in the past year. So we just need to balance everything out from the rear and the derriere moving forward into this next couple of months. But we are going to be growing. We are going to be growing throughout the start of this prep as well, which is going to be very, very good to see. Food is sitting at around like 3,500 calories on both training and rest days, which is good. This is the highest my set point's been for starting a prep. And boy, as I say, like, body composition's holding pretty, pretty well. But I'm just glad that at the moment, there's just like a lot of things happening. There's a lot of travel going to be coming up in the next couple of months. I've got something very exciting happening during my contest prep, which is going to mean that I am going to be based in London for a little bit of time. And I'm really, really excited for it. I am actually excited to be based down there for a little bit, because it's just going to be easier for me to commute to see clients, which is going to be exciting. But yeah, I just thought I would give you guys a little bit of an update for this one, and just to remember and not be hard on yourself if you're not feeling 100% right now, because this too shall pass. You need to ride the wave if you are feeling down. And sometimes you need to take a step back. Like, one of the best things that I've actually done is nailing my morning routine. So making sure that your morning routine is in place consistently, not just Monday to Friday. Make sure that at the weekends as well, you're getting up at the same time, you're going to bed at the same time, you're not on your phone scrolling through Instagram in the final hour before going to sleep. In the morning, the first thing that you do is not check social media. Like, try, if you can, get up first thing in the morning and spend a little bit of time focusing on you. So now that I'm in prep, I've got 25 minutes of cardio to do, 11K steps a day. So I'm getting up in the morning, going to the gym for 5:30, getting my cardio, my posing, my stretching, and my ab work done first thing, and then going for a little sunrise walk. So it just means that everything's done by 7 a.m. Like my morning prep non-negotiables is completed. And that is going to help make you feel more structure in your life. It'll help from a mindset perspective as well. But you've got to remember as well, like, only you can change how you feel. And I know that's hard when you're maybe in a little bit of a slump, is to feel like you can't do anything to get out of that rut, but you can. You can control all the things that you can control. This is a hard time of the year for so many people, and I completely understand that, especially when it comes to finances, when it comes to jobs at the moment. I know, like, I've spoke to quite a few people, and they are in scenarios that they are struggling with, like losing jobs, and like the price of everything has escalated significantly. And this is things that are completely out of our control. We can't control the prices of things going up. What we do have control over is spending less money, maybe not doing things that are maybe not essential, like doing the things that you know is going to help push you forward in life. But like, you need to look after yourself during this kind of time and make sure that you're putting yourself first and making sure that you're looking after yourself. Like, everybody that listens to this podcast is, well, I presume that like maybe 90% of people are female, and I would say maybe 90% of you guys go to the gym, train and bodybuild. But with that, like, you can't put your goals on hold, or you can't like neglect your health because of this. So like, continuing to work on yourself, continuing to work on your health, like your mental well-being, keeping your stress levels as low as you possibly can, and just communicating with people around you. Like, if you've got a coach, like, talk to your coach. Like, this is something that I do with my clients, is just organized calls and just regular contact as well, because sometimes it's good to talk to someone that isn't necessarily in your circle. But keeping your feelings locked in isn't going to help. Communication is the key, along with your routine and along with trying to keep in as much structure as possible. But yeah, this is just a little word vomit, because I actually had like 20 minutes free today. So I just thought, let's just do a little bit of a podcast. Let's do an update from what's happening from my side. And yeah, just to tell you guys that I am alive. And we've got lots coming over the next couple of months. So YouTube is a turner, and I just can't wait to share more knowledge with you guys, because I love helping you guys as much as I possibly can. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Sending you all lots of love, and I will speak to you soon. Bye, guys.